Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk with the main evening news. In this bulletin, the Enterprise and Employment Minister Heather Humphreys tells the Dáil Donegal has seen a substantial increase in IDA and Enterprise Ireland-backed jobs since 2012. The EU's key Brexit negotiator says border checks with the North will be unavoidable if the UK leaves the single market and customs union. It's been confirmed there is a cross-border dimension to the ongoing discussions on the appointment of a permanent second consultant breast surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital. We'll hear from Minister Joe McHugh. Meanwhile, the hospital has confirmed that while the vacant short-stay ward is being used to house required services, it's temporary and can be relocated. And later we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. The Enterprise and Employment Minister Heather Humphreys says Donegal has seen a substantial increase in IDA and Enterprise Ireland-backed jobs since 2012. Ms Humphreys told the Dáil that 70% of new jobs come from growth within existing companies, and it's clear that growth is happening in Donegal.
I'm very much conscious of the particular trade implications that Brexit may have for border counties such as Donegal, where 12 IDA client companies are based. These companies employ 3,389 people in the county. I'm pleased that the level of employment by multinationals in the county has increased by 52% since 2012. Enterprise Ireland has also grown its jobs numbers in the county, with 3,552 people now employed in EI client companies in Donegal. That's up from 3,420 last year. Both Enterprise Ireland and the IDA maintain constant engagement with their clients in Donegal to ensure that to encourage them to grow jobs and investments in the county even further. The local enterprise offices and Intertrade Ireland are also working hard to mitigate against the impacts of Brexit. More broadly, the North East North West Action Plan for Jobs is the key policy response for supporting employment growth border regions, including Donegal.
When Minister Humphreys was speaking in response to questions from Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnellogh, who pointed out that of over 630 IDA-backed site visits last year, only two came to Donegal. Deputy McConnellogh urged Minister Humphreys to take action to address that imbalance.
You rightly point out 70% of additional workers and employment does come from existing companies. But the problem is, and those companies wouldn't be in Donegal if they hadn't come there in the first place a number of years ago. They're doing very well. It shows they can thrive. Letterkenny is a great town. Donegal is a great place to work. But we also need to see a throughput and a new pipeline of new companies. And that's simply not happening. And that's where the government is falling down, Minister. And if we want to see companies growing into the future, new companies growing into the future, they have to be coming in the first place. There has to be those site visits. That isn't happening. Two out of 682 site visits last year went to Donegal from the IDA. 80% of all visits were Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway. We need to see that addressed, and I'm asking you as Minister to ensure that there is a prioritisation, particularly in light of Brexit, given to actually attracting new companies as well as supporting those who are there already. Thank
you. And you can hear that exchange in full on our website, highlandradio.com. The European Union's key Brexit negotiator says border checks with Northern Ireland would be unavoidable if the UK leaves the single market and customs union. Michel Barnier gave the warning during the latest round of Brexit talks in Brussels. He also told reporters today the UK will have to obey EU rules during its transition phase.
The positions of the European Union are very logical, I think. The UK wants to enjoy the advantages of the single market, the customs union and common policies. It has, therefore, to accept all the rules and the obligations until the end of transition. That's only logical.
It's been confirmed that there is a cross-border dimension to discussions on the appointment of a permanent second consultant breast surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital. It's understood the current post holder is employed on a temporary one-year contract, which is set to end this July. The information comes from a reply to a parliamentary question tabled by Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh is moving to reassure patients that the temporary post will remain until there is a permanent consultant in place.
Just want to introduce a wee bit of calm to this situation that emerged this morning. The temporary position will continue to be there up until a permanent position is secured. And having spoken to both the CEO of the Celta Group this morning and the Minister and the Department of Health. There's no question whatsoever that that position, that second breast surgeon position, is going to continue. And along with that, there are numerous levels of engagement, and in particular I want to acknowledge the work that's ongoing behind the scenes by all the voluntary health groups that are campaigning on this issue for years, that we still need to find a solution for the permanent position. There is engagement with the Western Trust across the border and out in the Galvin. That's one avenue. I know at a local level that the team within the breast care division sees opportunities of maybe more lateral engagement with Galway University to achieve the numbers for a permanent position. But just to reassure the public and to reassure people that the second position is not in jeopardy, and it will be continuing after July, and it will continue up until the point that we can get a permanent position, and it's important to point that out.
And that was Minister Joe McHugh. Well, staying with Letterkenny University Hospital, and the hospital has moved to clarify that while the vacant short-stay ward is currently being used to house required services, it is on a temporary basis. The radiology rebuild project began in October of last year, and in order to facilitate that project, some staff and other accommodation has had to be relocated. Hospital management have stressed, however, that should available funding be given out for additional inpatient beds and the reopening of the short stay ward, then those services and personnel in the short stay ward area will be immediately relocated. Senator Patrick McLaughlin raised concerns about that issue earlier this week. He says he's satisfied with the response he's been given.
Well, I welcome the fact that the hospital management have made it clear that this is a temporary arrangement to house staff from the radiology department while the rebuild project is ongoing. So I welcome the fact that they've made it clear now that this is a temporary arrangement, and when money is forthcoming to reopen the 19 beds in that ward, that they will immediately vacate that. So that's very, very important, because we cannot let the government off the hook on this. We had a situation last year of almost 5,000 Donegal people on trolleys. We have an ongoing crisis in that hospital in terms of overcrowding, and there can be no excuse for government not to give the money. So I welcome this news, and we need to now focus on the government again.
The jury in the David Drum trial have been told he was the man who called the shots at Anglo-Irish Bank. The former chief executive of the financial institution is on trial, accused of conspiracy to defraud and false accounting. The 51-year-old of Skerries in Dublin has pleaded not guilty. Stephanie Grogan is following the case.
The prosecuting barrister, Paul O'Higgins, told the jury it would be alleged that in 2008 a scheme was organised that money would be circulated at lightning speed between Anglo-Irish Bank, Irish Life and Permanent and Irish Life Assurance before it went back to Anglo. He said this was a completely artificial process that led to Anglo's balance sheet looking €7.2 billion bigger than it was. The jury was told David Drum was the man who called the shots at the bank. The prosecuting barrister said 2008 was a tough time for the banks and for Anglo. And he said the jurors may ask themselves, wouldn't they do what Mr. Drum is alleged to have done in such dire circumstances? But he said the banks must operate within the law. Mr. Drum's defence team told the jury he accepts he authorised the transactions at the centre of the case, but he disputes they were fraudulent or dishonest.
Gardaí have issued a fresh appeal for information on the six-year anniversary of the murder of a 24-year-old man outside Buncrana. 24-year-old Andrew Allen was shot dead in front of his partner at his home at Linksview Park, Lisfannan, on the night of February 9th, 2012. Earlier today, Inspector Pat O'Donnell made this appeal.
6 years have passed since the Republican Against Drugs Group visited Donegal and murdered Andrew Allen in his home in Linksview Park. The investigation is progressing. We have arrested 5 individuals to date, but there are more people out there, and more people can come forward and assist us with bringing this investigation to a conclusion. There are people who are sheltering those involved and people with knowledge of those involved. And we're asking those people to come forward and assist us and contact the incident room at Letterkenny 07491 67100.
You do believe that a number of people were involved in this murder?
Yes, we believed maybe up to maybe 12 people involved in the murder. There were those who actually carried out the murder, those who were involved in the preparation of the murder, and those who tidied up afterwards. And it's a large group, and there are people, maybe not the people directly involved, but people associated with those people who are aware of what happened and aware of who was involved and how it took place.
part of the destruction of some of the evidence was the burning out of a car. You're particularly interested to hear from people who may have witnessed that event as well.
Yeah, there were two scenes. There was a scene where the actual murder took place, where they fired shots through the bedroom of where Andrewell and his partner were, and unfortunately fatally injuring Andrew. Then there was a scene where the car was burned out a number of kilometres away in the Fawn area and on Church Bray. And we believe there were other cars there waiting to transport those involved back to Derry City.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with news of Gaelic Games, and Tyrone manager Mickey Hart has made two changes to his starting lineup for Sunday's trip to Newbridge to play Kildare in Division 1 of the National Football League. Trillick's Rory Brennan is named at centre half back, while Conor Myler of Oma is named in the half forward line. Richie Donnelly and Aidan McCrory are the players to miss out. Tyrone are still looking for their first win in Division 1, having lost their opening two games to Galway and Dublin. It's a similar situation for Donegal. They have lost both of their matches to Kerry and Galway. No team news yet from the Donegal camp ahead of their battle with Dublin at Croke Park tomorrow evening. 2012 All-Ireland winner Eamon McGee says the signs are positive within the young Donegal side this year, and if they want to continue to learn, Division 1 is the place to be. He's hoping for another positive showing tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, all the signs have been good, you know, in the Kerry game and the Galway game. They've showed signs of promise. You know, the result hasn't gone their way, you know, but like Donegal have been knocking about Division 1 for a while now. Of course, they can compete with Dublin, you know. Can they grind out a result? I don't think so. But, you know, as long as that graph keeps on moving upwards, and as long as we have something to, you know, keep building towards, I'd be happy. I think most of the lads, I don't think Declan Bonner would have penciled in the Dublin game in Croke Park as a potential 2 points, and we have to be realistic too. The lads are on a journey. They're like, their transition phase has been thrown about, so I think we have to be realistic. I don't think we'll be getting the points against Dublin, but just as long as we come off with some positives and the graph keeps building.
And you can hear more from Eamon McGee in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And if you can't make it to Croke Park tomorrow night, you can, of course, tune Highland Radio's way. We will have the full game live for you as from 6:45 tomorrow evening. Elsewhere in the National Football League this coming weekend, Derry, just like their two northwest neighbours, Tyrone and Donegal, are also still in search of their first win in the league. They're back at Celtic Park in Derry on Sunday afternoon. Damien McAleen's side are taking on Offaly in Division 3. That one starts at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And the Donegal ladies are also in search of their first victory this coming Sunday afternoon, following their draw last time out against Galway. They make the trip to Kinnegad to take on Westmeath in the top flight. That one has an earlier start of 1:30 this coming Sunday, and it's a fixture we will have live updates from with Colleen Duffy. As for the other northwest counties, Tyrone are in action on Sunday as well in Division 2 of the Ladies National Football League. They play Tipperary, and Derry head to Carlow in Division 4. On the hurling front, the All-Ireland Club semi-finals are on tomorrow afternoon, a Saturday. In one of those, Derry and Ulster champion Sláinte go in search of a place in the final. It looks like they could be without full forward Shea McGuigan for the fixture against the Pearse of Limerick. It's understood he has a hamstring injury and looks unlikely to start the game at Parnell Park, which throws in at 2 o'clock tomorrow. On to soccer, the first round draw for the EA Sports Cup was made this afternoon. Fin Harps will host the Mayo League in Ballybuffet on Monday the 5th of March. That game comes just 3 days after their opening First Division League game away to Drogheda United. Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic are also in Pool 2 and must go to Eamon Dicey Park to take on Galway United. Derry City and Sligo Rovers get byes into the second round. Sligo Rovers have confirmed the loan signing of Alistair Roy from Scottish Premiership club Hearts. That's subject to international clearance. The 20-year-old attacker will be eligible to play for the SSE Air Trusty Club until June 30th. And Fun Harps and Derry City will both continue their pre-season warm-up tomorrow afternoon as the Northwest neighbours clash in a pre-season game. It's on in Caramina down in Inishowen, and 1 o'clock is the kick-off time to that fixture tomorrow. Moving on to the Irish Premiership, the top two both at home tomorrow. Second place Coleraine are playing Glenavon, who sit in third spot, while the Irish Crusaders are at home home to Glentoran. And Institute lead the way in the championship. They have a 9-point cushion at the top of the table. Stood comfortable at the moment, and they're taking on the H&W Welders. It's the Harlem and Wolf Welders tomorrow afternoon in the championship as they look to maintain their push back to the top flight of Irish League soccer. Locally, taking centre stage this weekend, the Knockalla Cup sees Fannage United against Milford United. It's Ulster Senior League against Donegal League, an early kickoff time there of 1:30. And with Fannage playing in the cup, it's given Coghill Celtic the opportunity to go back level top of the table. The defending champions are involved in one of three games this coming weekend. Finn Harps reserves are the opposition for the Coghill boys at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds on Sunday afternoon. On the international front, Northern Ireland manager Michael O'Neill has signed a 4-year contract extension. The deal takes him through until 2024. Since taking charge, O'Neill has guided the side to the last 16 of the European Championships, and they narrowly missed out in qualifying for this year's World Cup. He turned down the Scotland job last month, and O'Neill says he wants to continue his work with the Irish FA.
I think I've repaid the faith that they've had in me, but you know, once you have something special and it is your own country, you just want to keep driving it forward and trying to, you know, improve things and improve football for, you know, not just the national team but within Northern Ireland as a whole.
One game tonight, the Championship Cross Channel. Cardiff City are looking to continue their push to the Premier League. They take on Millwall at 7:45. That one's at the Den. Irish rugby captain Rory Best insists they're not underestimating that lay ahead of their Six Nations encounter tomorrow. When the sides met the competition last year, the Italians lost by a 53-point margin. Conor O'Shea has made three changes to the side, which fell to an opening defeat to defending champions England, while Joe Smith has opted to refresh his forwards with four alterations. Speaking at today's captain's run at the Aviva, Rory Best says Ireland will have to be at their best to claim their second win in the competition.
We will play this game like any other test match, and you've got to be in the game, and you've got to build, first of all, pressure in terms of possession and territory, but ultimately scoreboard pressure. And when the opportunities come, you've got to be good at taking them. Like Italy are, I think anyone that underestimates them aren't in our group. You know, we know how good they can be, and with the ball, they look very dangerous.
Elsewhere in the Women's Six Nations, Ireland take on Italy on Sunday afternoon in Donnybrook. Laura Filley from Baba Fey made her debut last week from the bench, and she's hoping to get another run out for Ireland this coming weekend. Pro 14 action resumes tonight with three of the Irish provinces playing, among them in Belfast. Ulster are taking on the Southern Kings. That one gets underway at 7:35 at the Kingspan Stadium in Belfast. In golf, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are in a good position heading into the second day of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am in California. The pair have both shot 4 under par opening rounds to lie just 3 strokes off the lead heading into tonight's action. Kevin Streelman and Brew Hostler share the top spot on the leaderboard. In boxing, the National League Championship start tonight at the National Stadium in Dublin. Just one Donegal fighter set for action. That's Matthew McCall of Dunloe. He will fight at light welterweight against Wayne Kelly of Portlaoise. The Athletics' attention this weekend turns to the National Intermediate and Masters Cross Country, which will be held on Sunday at Clarenbridge in Galway. There's quite a few Northwest athletes heading that direction and hoping for solid performances and medal winning performances as well. And finally, in the Winter Olympics, the 23rd Games are officially underway. The opening ceremony was held earlier today at Pyeongchang in Korea. Snowboarder Seamus O'Connor carried the flag as the 5-strong Irish team entered the stadium in the Parade of Nations. Donegal-born skier Pat McMullen will be in action in the downhill on Sunday. That's it, Donal, from the Sports Desk for today. We'll be back with our next programme tomorrow afternoon, Saturday Sport, with the usual throw-in time of just after the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. Plans for the regeneration of Sion Mills are a step closer after the project was given the green light to proceed to the next stage. An external consultancy team has been appointed. It'll begin work on a heritage-focused strategy to support the sustainable regeneration of the village for the next 10 to 15 years. It'll take into consideration a number of key priorities, including heritage conservation, regeneration, community infrastructure and development opportunities, as well as tourism and recreation. The Mayor of Derry City and Strabán District is Councillor Melissa McHugh.
The consultancy will involve all of the people of Sion, and rather than me, we'll say preempting what it is they see as their priorities, but and coming forward, that in turn we'll identify hopefully three major projects there that the citizens of the Sion Mills area have identified and that they know will contribute to the well-being of their community. And we'll hope that that's a result of that, that we as a council would prioritise those and would resource them. And when I say resource, I mean looking to the all of the stakeholders and ensuring that the finances that are made available in order to progress the plan.
We know that Sion Mills boasts a lot of historic architecture and sites and so on. I'm sure that once things get underway, it'll be important to promote it tourism-wise as well.
It's very much an integral part master plan, I'm sure of that. That it is a very rich historical heritage that we have in the Sion Mills area, going right back to the time of the actual mill and that itself. And it's very much in character, we'll say, of the village, even in terms of the buildings and everything else at the present time.
Councillor Melissa McHugh there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. An independent review is to be carried out into Garda homicide figures. It's after the policing authority expressed concerns over the internal Garda review. Agus anois an nuacht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Seabhar ma hasa Colm Ferriter a tseol in the príomhscéalta ar Highland, dógar príomhaí muine an Macú a chruinniú mísúil an Ward Edgehis agus Ellen na Rúna Nálar na Malaf, go mé inad a géalaige uair a chur ar fáil in scoil na Manistra a Mála Rúna Nál ó mí mana nóchar a rai. Dúirt si go mé an tenad ag freastal ar scolarí ar bhíon lo a chud Edgehis a áil fríidmán na géalaige agus is mar galar éilef a chartar an service ar fáil. Drastal trochas a cúig dálta ar an le oscailte ag an éanad ag garamscoil na Manistra aniu. Sa bonna dithe scéile a cholathair in neascairt an Hyundai Hanna féin, le Gaelscoil a gur a bhaistrí a tholonithe a mil Malagún an áil chomh maith le Gaelscoil airne Béalaithe Seanaí ag féiniú an le runt bliantaí anuas. Tá na céad tógraí atá cadaithe faoi straitis nua turasóireachta fógraithe ag údaras na Gaeltachta faoin scéim forbairthe bainistíochta turasóireachta tá tag.
And with the forecast, mostly dry this evening, but some showers at first of rain and possibly sleet becoming isolated. Moderate to fresh westerly winds will become southwest. It'll be mainly dry at the start of tonight with clear spells, but frost will develop soon after dark with lowest temperatures -1 to +2 degrees Celsius. Rain, some possibly heavy, spreading eastwards to all areas overnight, along with fresh gusty southerly winds, bringing a rise in temperatures and clearing any frost. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain, but drier intervals will develop at times during the day. Rain, some heavy and prolonged, spreading from the west in the late afternoon and into tomorrow evening. Highest temperatures tomorrow 8 to 9 degrees Celsius in fresh to strong, gusty west to northwest winds. And that's Highland Radio News for now, looking at the closing headlines. The Enterprise and Employment Minister says Donegal has seen a substantial increase in IDA and Enterprise Ireland backed jobs since 2012. Heather Humphreys told that all 70% of new jobs came from growth within existing companies. She said it's clear that's happening in Donegal. She was responding to Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnell, who was asking about the government's preparations for and response to Brexit. He pointed out of over 630 IDA backed site visits last year, only two came to Donegal. He called for government action to address that imbalance. The EU's key Brexit negotiator says border checks with Northern Ireland would be unavoidable if the UK leaves the single market and customs union. Michel Barnier was speaking during the latest round of Brexit talks in Brussels, and it's been confirmed there is a cross-border dimension to discussions on the appointment of a second permanent consultant breast surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The opportune notices for this Friday evening, the 9th of February. The death has occurred of Rosie Gallagher, née McNamee, 2 Castle Court, Newton Stewart. Rosie's remains will repose at her home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 midday in St Eugene's Church, Glenoch. Interment afterwards in Glenoch Cemetery. The death has taken place in London of Julie Waller, formerly Julie Gallagher, the Brook, Letcherilly, Glenties. Her remains will repose at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Ardra, on Sunday, February 11th from 1 o'clock, with removal to St Connell's Church, Glenties, arriving at 2:30 for prayers. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Inquiries to Patrick Kennedy, Funeral Director, Glenties. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Danny McGeever, Scribly, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at his late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St Eunan's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwall Cemetery. House private, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to St Joseph's Hospital Finnview Ward Patients Comfort Fund, care of Con MacDade and Sons funeral directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Anne McFadden, née Beck, Singapore and formerly of Thomastown, County Kilkenny and Downings, County Donegal. Memorial Mass will take place on Monday next at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Assumption, Thomastown, County Kilkenny, followed by committal of ashes in St Mary's New Cemetery, Thomastown. No flowers, please. Donations, if desired, to Cushnor. Inquiries to Dennis O'Reilly, Funeral Director, Thomastown, County Kilkenny. The death has occurred at St Eunan's Nursing Home, Letterkenny, of Albert McCauley, Dunwiley, Stranorder. His remains will repose at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, from 7:30 this evening until rosary at 10 o'clock, and again tomorrow from 6 p.m. until removal at 7 p.m. to the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Murlough.